Get up with Josiah and Ellie. The Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
Do you know what my greeting's going to be today?
What?
Aloha!
Could have guessed that because yes. That is what we talked about yesterday.
Yeah, I didn't even have to think this morning. I just knew. It's good. That's what happens when you prepare for stuff. We should do that more often with our show.
You're not wrong. There's a couple segments today we probably should have prepared more for.
Yeah, look, but sometimes it's the stuff we don't prepare for that's the best.
Absolutely. Just tell our boss that. Yeah. No, don't.
Actually, that would make things a lot easier.
Wouldn't
it? Just got off our back for once.
Yeah.
Do you know what we should do? We should bag him out heaps in this catch-up because acts like he listens to us all the time. I guarantee you he's never listened to one of these.
All right. If you're a boss from SCA, our company, listening to this right now, send an individual email to Ellie and myself.
Yeah. Saying you're hot. Oh, no, that's probably inappropriate.
Nah, saying I'm listening. That's it. Just to freak us out a little bit so we know to be on our toes with these catch-ups a little bit more.
Yeah.
How does that sound?
But for all you people who aren't in charge of our futures, ha-ha, suckers.
Yeah, most of you that listen. Nah, they don't have to put up with us. They just love it. They're downloading every day.
Hey, they love it.
Have you got that song, All Around the World, Justin Bieber?
I know Justin Bieber's songs very well, and that was a terrible rendition.
Because we have people that download us from all around the world, because we can see where the people download from.
What about Daft Punk? Around the world.
Yeah, a bit generic and lame.
Oh.
Anyway, a lot of people are downloading. We thank you for it. Our downloads, like I said yesterday, have been through the roof as I keep talking before you play the thing.
Oh, you've ruined it. I was just going to just slide in with the like, oh, yeah, you're right. They are listening.
What?
There we go. Oh, my God, this is a banger.
Isn't it?
Do you know what? Should we just play this whole song? Do you reckon the music people would get mad if we just played music in our catch-ups?
Wouldn't know. They don't listen. Hey, Ellie, out of all seriousness, in this catch-up, we have Andy Lee, as in Hamish and Andy Lee.
Yeah.
There are some cracking jokes in that interview.
Andy Lee, is he the one who is definitely famous? Yeah, he is. His podcast goes all around the world.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, don't listen to his, though.
Australians that live around the world would know who he is.
Yeah, 100.
Good all mate of the show, Ando.
Oh, God, of course he is. Your best mate, we all know that. All right, thanks for listening, bosses, if you are. So sorry.
Yeah, look forward to your email.
Yeah, our show's actually generally better than this. This is just the ramble part.
As
the
they
bonuses.
Yell, wind it up in their heads.
Yes. We've gone on too long. All right, enjoy.
Josiah and Ellie. Hit 96.9.
Tonight, True Story with Hamish and Andy is on the TV again. So we thought, why not get your mate back, seeing as you're such good friends,
friend
Josiah.
Friend of the show, yeah?
Yes,
Andy
absolutely.
Andy Lee, hello.
Morning, all. Morning, everybody in the greater Shepparton region.
Did you want to give your auntie a shout out? She's in Stanhope, isn't she, this morning?
Yep, they're in Stanhope, my uncle, Bev and Rob. But then I've got my my cousins in Gagari, which is just a little bit north of that, which people would know because you're in the area. And then Colbenabbin. Do we reach Colbenabbin with this?
Yeah, I'm going to say yes because our tower's on top of a mountain and we're in a valley, so it goes further than you'd think.
We reach far, Andy. We reach like all the way down to Melbourne sometimes, so look out.
Fantastic. Yeah, great. I'll give a shout out to my mum then. Yeah. It's just in the eastern suburbs of Melbourne.
Can you do a shout out to your cousin Gang as well?
Cousin Gang? Who's Gang?
Who's Gang?
Gangly. No.
What?
Oh, gosh.
Sorry, Andy. That's terrible.
I don't that even get it.
Ellie's still getting her head around it.
Yeah, no, I'm just going to move right along. Hey, you mentioned your mum. I want to talk about my mum for a second. I've got a bone to pick with you, Andy.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I know. Sorry. Sorry to come on so aggressive.
I thought
so
I was going to talk
piece.
About my TV show tonight, but it turns out it's a mum gripe.
Try and do 3 hours of breakfast radio with her every morning, Andy.
No, I got a call from my mum the other day, and she's super mad at me because Josiah and I do this segment that we call Naughty or Normal, right? Tuesday mornings. We did it earlier this morning. And sometimes it's a little bit smutty, mum calls it.
Right.
Because we do things that you can say in the bedroom that you can also say to, like, the postman or the butcher.
Right. Yes. Good.
So mum listens to our catch-up and gives me a call, and she's like, you guys are being too smutty. Hamish and Andy never do this. And I'm like, well, hold on.
That's true. Very true. Yep.
So you've just set this bar so high that my mum thinks that you guys are better than me. She gave birth to me.
First of all, they're a little bit more successful, but yeah.
Hey.
It's an interesting take on things. If I talk about poo, my mum calls me and goes, we do not have this kind of talk on the radio. If I have a slight lisp because I'm tired, Mum will ring me and go, hey, I think you're tired at the moment. You're lisping. I'm like, okay, Mum, it's fine. But your parents are always going to be your harshest critics. So I'm glad that, you know, I mean, is the show designed to please your mum?
No, exactly.
What are you going for?
No, I was like, Mum, you're not in the demographic. It's fine. Like, yes, we're allowed to be smutty. People love it.
Where our show was designed to please your mum. That was our key demographic. So we're thrilled that we managed to secure her.
Yeah, Ellie's mum, her old mum in Perth, does not fit the hit Goulburn Valley demo.
Yeah, so. Whatever.
As soon as we got the results for ratings, we go, yeah, who cares? What does Ellie's mum think? And they go, yeah, she's in. We go, fantastic.
Raylene's your biggest fan, don't you worry.
Hey, Andy, on that same topic, though, we've been getting a few complaints from time to time. We see that as a successful element to the show. It means people are listening.
Yes.
We were saying, surely, do Hamish and Andy ever get complaints? We just don't associate complaints with Hamish and Andy.
My favourite complaint of all time was Hamish and I dressed up as gorillas. We actually had these $4,000 each, these gorilla suits made up.
Oh, I think I remember that.
The Werribee Zoo... they were having gorillas coming and they agreed to promote it like a few days earlier than it actually was. And Hamish and I went out as gorillas and sat and did weird things all afternoon and tricked a lot of people.
Yeah.
And a guy complained and wanted to sue because we took away the experience of his son getting to see a gorilla for the first time.
Oh, I mean, he's got a good point, but...
No, he hasn't. I mean, his son still hasn't seen a gorilla. You've seen two guys dressed as gorillas. So that was my favourite. It was front page of the paper, the Herald Sun, and I was so thrilled. I cut it out and I was like, this is perfect. This is exactly what we needed.
Yeah, that's the sort of complaint you put up on the mantelpiece above the pool table, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. We're thrilled with it.
Oh, we got to get ourselves to the zoo, get some costumes if we want to really ramp up our complaints.
Hey, Andy, before we go, I just want to, this has no context whatever. It doesn't really need a reply from you. I just wanted to make Ellie feel really awkward.
No, don't.
To let you know that you're her radio crush.
Shut Josiah!
Yes. No, leave pass or crush?
No, both. No, yeah, both, no, actually. Leave pass and crush.
Well, oh, great. I have to be honest.
I'm just going to sit back from the mic and just let Ellie explain herself to you now.
It's you and Hamish.
Oh, both of us at the same.
Not together.
Oh, Raylene, sorry about this. You've gone back into smut town. I apologise, Raylene. I don't know where she gets it from.
You know, Andy's,
must be a dad.
Andy's mum is listening. You should apologise to her as well, Eleanor.
I can't. I'm sorry. Josiah. Except my boyfriend's really mad because he's like, his hall pass is like Charlize Theron or someone who he's never going to get. Whereas he's like, you're in radio. Like, you actually might have something to do with Hamish and Andy one day. Now I've interviewed you guys twice in like a month. Oh, God.
You're practically married.
I'm sweating.
Well, I said to my girlfriend, my hall pass was Julie at reception here at work. The joke didn't go down. Sorry.
Say, I told my girlfriend my hall pass was a mum. That didn't go down well either.
Oh, God. Okay, I need to wrap this up right now. I'm getting a call from mum as we speak. Thanks so much for joining us, Andy Lee. True Story with Hamish and Andy. It is back on TV tonight, Channel 9 at 8:40. So make
sure you
get around it.
always great to chat. And hi to Raylene. She's my leave pass.
Josiah and Ellie. Hit 96.9.
Josiah, I just got it.
What?
Your joke with the Andy Lee interview.
What? How can you 5 minutes later finally
literally
get it?
During that ad, I was just like, oh, Gangly. You said that Andy had a cousin called Gang.
Gang. And his last name's Lee. Andy Lee, Gang Lee.
Oh.
Have you never heard? I don't know if that is a bad reflection of a terrible joke or your slow sense of humour.
Look, I think I'm quicker to make jokes than I am to understand them.
Oh,
I've discovered.
Right. Mm. Hey, we didn't talk about his happy cousin, Joel. Joel Lee. What about his warm mum? You know, his brother that's always really warm? Wool? Oh, it's getting better. What about his really gross brother, Ugg? Nah. You getting there? Ugly?
Yeah.
My favourite is his, have you met his auntie, the one that we were talking about that lives in the Goulburn Valley?
No.
You ever met her?
No, what's her name?
Oh, she's always drunk. Bub. Bubbly. Loves a glass of champagne.
You are actually the worst.
Andy Leake, he's outside the window now giving me the thumbs down. See you, Andy.
I think you just need to leave the jokes to me on this show, buddy.
Yeah, I agree.
Josiah and Ellie. Hit 96.9.
Tinder. It's a dangerous game, isn't it?
Well, you met your boyfriend on it, so how dangerous can it be?
Yeah, you're right. My mum didn't realise that until she was listening to our catch-up the other day, and she's like, what do you mean you met
Gavin on Tinder?
Does your mother know that Gavin's also a serial killer, or has she not figured that out yet?
No, that's you. We established that yesterday, remember?
That's right, yeah.
You're the serial killer.
Narcissistic serial killer.
Yeah, yeah, pretty much. You tick all the boxes. No, a story's come out about the world of dating that has just taken my fancy this morning. A woman named Natasha over in New York.
Tash,
the big Tash. She's a good-looking girl. She has spent weeks chatting up dudes on Tinder. Like, I mean weeks and weeks. And then she's teed up dates with these dudes. And I'm talking like over 50 people.
Whoa, 50 guys.
Yeah, yeah.
She must be good looking if she's got 50 matches.
Yeah, she's obviously got some good game. She's got obviously got a good bio happening. You know, she's pulling. So the thing is, she's teed up these dates to all match up at the same time, the same location. And she's lured all these guys to this spot.
She's lured them like they're fish.
Yeah, pretty much. That's what I did with Gav.
Sent a lure into the Goulburn River. Any game. Got him. Hook, line, and sinker.
Mate, they all do. Every guy I lure, they take the bait. Don't know where I'm
sick
weird
of,
analogy.
Sick of girls itemizing us and treating us like pieces of meat.
I'm so
sick of it.
I'm so sorry on behalf of all women. Sorry, Josiah. Or should I say Josiah? anyway, so Tasha's lured all these guys, and done like a Hunger Games type competition with them. So they've all rocked up and she's like, hi guys, thanks for coming. Just so you know, you haven't won a date with me. You've won the chance at a date with me.
Okay. As a guy, would you not just go, all right, see ya?
Well,
A
bunch of them were like, are you kidding me? Who does this girl think she is? And they were out of there. But quite a few did stay around. There's vision of it. Like, there's a lot of guys. And anyway, she has competitions with them where they have to do sprints and push-ups and they have to, like, go against each other in physical competition.
It sounds like The Bachelor. If this girl isn't a 10 out of 10 Victoria's Secret angel-looking girl, she does not deserve the time or attention.
No. You're so right. I wonder, I don't know what the resolution was, whether she actually ended up with a guy. Surely not.
I have a mate who kind of, how's this? He lives in New York as well. Mm. It must be a New York thing. Mm. You hear things about the dating world over there. It seems very different. They're all business and then dating. That's it.
Yeah, look at Sex and the City.
Yeah, exactly
right. It's a jungle out there.
Maybe they just watch those shows and think this is how we have to be in our lives. So anyway, yeah. He does a similar thing, but not 50 women. He has organized and told me stories where he gets two girls. And he'll organise them to meet him at the same bar at the same time, just in case one pulls out, he's got both. But there's been a few times where two girls have turned up, and he's a good-looking guy as well. And so he's had to have a drink with one, and then he goes to the other side of the room and just pretends to the other one that he's bumped into a friend. And I said, well, what about when they're on their own while the other one's there? He's like, I don't know, just got to play both things at the same time. Too much effort.
I hate your friend.
Who has time to do that,
That's
though?
That's horrible. I would, I'd be so angry. And you know, like, not much gets me angry.
They don't have any idea, though. So they think he's just bumped into the other person.
Even so, if I was on a date and he was off talking to another girl more than 2 minutes, I would be mad.
His theory is that it makes some girl, it does work. Some girls see you with another girl and it makes them more jealous.
But, like, dates go on for hours, you know, like a date. If a date's any less than an hour, that's not a decent day.
Yeah, I don't know what he's doing.
So what's he doing for the whole time?
It honestly sounds too tiring for me. Like, who could be bothered?
Yeah, just have a breakfast date with one and a lunch with another, you know?
Yes.
God, stupid people.
Boys.
But hey, this girl, Tash. Yeah.
Sorry, this girl makes my mate look like an angel.
Yeah, exactly. Go Tash. Love it.
Josiah and Ellie. Hit 96.9.
How's this for a headline I read? Hiker taken to hospital after being hit by a falling sheep.
No, that's not possible. What do you mean a falling sheep?
I don't know. The sheep fell. And
where?
Was
out of the sky?
No, they're in Ireland. They're in the Mourne Mountains. Have you been to the Mourne Mountains
before? I have not.
Neither have I. Never been to Northern Ireland. But he was, walking along a place called Hare's Gap. And as he was going past, the sheep fell above him off the cliff, landed on his head.
Maybe the sheep was chasing the hare, fell in the gap.
There's a good chance. He could. He got hammered, this kid. Head, neck,
hammered.
Back.
Hammered? He was drunk?
No, he was hammered drunk. It wasn't actually a sheep. He just fell over. He was just off his head.
That's just what he's telling people, but really he just had a couple of wild turkeys and called it a day.
That's it. And pretended he saw a sheep. What did you say? I think it was a sheep. No, mate, you were just drunk. No, he hurt his head, neck, back, abs, leg, and had to get evacuated by a stretcher. He's okay. I mean, he's very injured, but he's going to survive. But
jeez.
More importantly than the human, the sheep got up and ran away. The sheep is all good.
Yeah, but he would have been feeling a bit sheepish, though. I'm out. I'm done for the day.
Gag Chaney. I'm done Gag, for the day. What's your name? Gags Chaney.
Gags Chaney. That's at it
one.
Again.
She's back.
Oh, that was one of my best.
She's been gone for a while.
If we had a studio audience, they would have gone wild, that one.
Actually, it says at the bottom of this article, I bet he's feeling a little sheepish now.
Well, I haven't read the article, besides your story. I mean, it's a pretty obvious pun, let's face it.
While another one commented on the Facebook post saying, you want to be careful on the mountains. Not quite as good as your reaction.
Yeah,
cool.
I'm one of those people who, when I make a good joke, I won't acknowledge anyone else's good joke.
Okay, you want to be careful on the mountains. You get it.
Yeah, of course I get
it. E-W-E-U. Yeah. Anyway, going back to the phone topic, have you been injured by an animal? My dog once, as I was holding her, she got excited. I think my sister yelled out, walk. And she jumps up because she went
walk.
Like when you said the word walk, she goes psycho.
Walk. Like, oh, you want some stir fry? Like, walk.
No, she doesn't want to walk fry. She, you say walk, she goes nuts. And I had her in my arms. She said walk. She threw her head up, cracked, got me in the eyeball, got a black eye.
Oh, how do you go out on the street with that? I know you like your face.
Didn't film my TV ad with that black eye, did I?
You didn't, Josiah.
Josiah and Ellie, Hit 96.9.
Talking animal injuries. Not injuries to animals, but injuries that animals have caused you.
Yeah, this is after a hiker in Ireland. Can you do a good Irish accent?
Oh, I'm so good at an Irish accent. I actually used to pretend that I was Irish to people that I met and that actually believe me.
Very impressive.
Thank you very much.
I'll give you that one, Ellie.
Thank you.
After a hiker in Ireland, he was hit by a falling sheep. Not your everyday animal injury. So 13, 12, 16, we're talking animal injuries today.
Yeah, he was just walking along like, diddly dee dee potatoes. Ah, some sheep!
It's exactly how it went down.
Yeah.
Except he was knocked out and taken to hospital. He's okay.
He's okay. The sheep's okay. Everyone's okay.
He's all right. He's a little bit injured.
Got a couple of broken ribs.
The sheep, maybe not. I mean,
yeah, he's fine. He sauntered off like it was nobody's business.
Had a couple of lamb cutlets for dinner.
He was just like, bye.
Yeah. Enough jokes. Let's get to the calls.
Okay. One day you'll love me, Josiah. No. Let's go to Bella from Guyabram. Now, Bella, an animal made you break your arm. What happened?
So I was leading a calf.
Yeah.
And then the leg got stuck around my ankle.
Oh, no.
And then I fell over.
What?
God.
So were you taking the car for a walk, were you?
Yeah, I was with my twin sister.
Oh. Okay, so how long did you have to have a cast on your arm?
8 weeks.
Eight weeks?
Did all your friends get to sign your cast, though?
And then they didn't because I got green stuff on it.
What do you mean you got green stuff on it?
To make it harder.
Oh, so then you couldn't sign it anymore. Well, that's not fair, is it? That's the best part about having a cast is getting all your friends to sign it.
Yeah.
Are you still friends Bella. With the baby calf, Bella?
It's not a baby anymore.
Yeah, of course it's not. Josiah, come on. She had a cast on for 8 weeks. The baby's grown up now.
Is it a dairy cow now or is it a cow that you like to eat?
It's a dairy cow.
Oh, that's good. Don't eat those.
No, she's not going to eat the calf. What are you doing? That's why she was walking. Oh, God. Sorry about him, Bella.
Okay, bye.
Josiah and Ellie, Hit 96.9.
Over the last week or so, there's been a lot of kind of dissent between our politicians. There's articles everywhere saying we could potentially have a new prime minister by the end of the day, even the end of the week. And you and I suck at politics,
we are terrible. So basically, we know the Libs are fighting.
Yeah.
And we could have a new prime minister, but we don't know much more than that.
Yeah, they want to overthrow old Malcolm. So we thought, let's get someone who actually knows what they're talking about on the show. So Vanessa O'Hanlon from Nine News, thank you for joining us this morning.
Absolute pleasure. Thanks for having me, Ellie and Josiah.
Vanessa, so you do know what you're talking about here. We haven't just you're not on par with us. Like, you're a true professional, aren't you?
I hope I know what's going on. Although, I don't think anyone around the nation actually can pinpoint what is happening. I think dissent is really the word that you're looking for here. After 9 o'clock, we'll certainly know a lot more. There is this critical meeting that will be held in the party room this morning. But really, it's the Liberal Party room, not the joint party party room. We do know that bit that will make this decision, where we need to get the votes of the Liberal Party to make the decision on what exactly will happen here. But really, no one knows if they will overthrow Malcolm Turnbull or not, whether or not this afternoon we could have a new Prime Minister, or this could drag on for weeks and weeks. But what we do know is that the party is disillusioned by the Prime Minister at the moment. And I guess the flip-flopping on the energy emissions policy has really highlighted that.
Vanessa, can I ask? Yeah, so that's where it all started. How did this all come about?
Well, there has been a bit of disgruntlement within the party for quite some time. We know that much. But it really is this policy which Malcolm Turnbull thought he had over the line last week, and actually the policy passed. But then there was the backslip, because he realised that he didn't have the support of everybody. And if it wasn't going to pass, the policy wasn't going to pass in Parliament, then he would stand to lose. And that's what it's really about, him keeping his power and staying Prime Minister.
Right. And if he is overthrown, word on the town is that Peter Dutton is the one tipped to replace him.
Well, that's the one that seems to be doing all the pushing at the moment. I dare say there's other people behind the scenes that's also pushing him as well. You have to ask the question, though, how would Peter Dutton really face if we went to an election tomorrow? I mean, as the Home Affairs, it's such a broad sort of a portfolio that he has, but it really concentrates on immigration. He really hasn't won a lot of fans through that. He doesn't have a lot of policies in place that we know of. Really, do they stand a better chance with Dutton at the helm of the leadership? We've seen in the past, we've had so many different prime ministers over such a short period of time. The last stable government we had was Howard. It proved that by overthrowing Rudd for Gillard, that didn't work out. Rudd came back in. Now we've got Turnbull. It really is quite a mess for the party to be in this situation.
Vanessa, how much of a joke has Australian politics become over the last 5 years? Like, it couldn't happen anywhere else in the world, could it?
No, it couldn't happen. Well, I was listening to someone talking about this morning. They were talking about how we used to always laugh at Italy, and how it was almost like they'd go through the phone book and check out yes. who they could have as their prime minister next. Well, we're pretty much in the same position, and we are an absolute joke. If you talk to anybody overseas about our political situation, they'll tell you exactly the same thing.
More importantly, Vanessa, what type of dog do you have?
Even your dog's not happy about it.
No, not happy at all. That's a Japanese Spitz. I do apologise.
Cute. No.
I've been doing lots of work at the moment, so she really is not coping with not having my attention.
That's what happens when we have political turmoil. The dogs of Australia get up and about. Don't you worry.
Well, this one is voicing her opinion.
What's her name?
Her name is Yuki.
Yuki, very Japanese Spitzes. They're adorable. They are so adorable.
Do you know what? Yuki for PM.
Except when she's barking like that.
Yeah, she knows Australian politics are up in the air at the moment.
Oh, all right. Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning, Vanessa O'Hanlon. You've cleared it up slightly for us, as much as one can in this current political climate. So we'll have to stay tuned and see what happens throughout the rest of the day.
Absolute pleasure. It'll be interesting to see. I'm sure we'll find out more after 9 o'clock.
Can't wait. Thanks again. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Josiah and Ellie, Hit 96.9.